Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 25. 2 Kings, chapter 25. We'll read verses 27 through verse 30 together. We'll read this passage responsively. 2 Kings 25, verses 27 through 30. Again, while we're reading and things, they'll be getting Brother Nichols up here to the platform. You pay attention, do what we're supposed to do. Let them do what they need to do. 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 27 through verse 30. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 7th and 28th day of the month, that evil Moradak, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up his head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, out of prison. And he spake kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did eat bread continually before him all the days of his life. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done for us here in our church. Lord, we get to see you work service after service after service. And Lord, things done here just in this auditorium this morning, there's a lot of churches all over the world that not see that in the whole year. But we get to see it week after week. Lord, we stand before you, though, humble. We're sinners. We're in need of you again. Almost ashamed to ask you to do it again, but we need you to. Lord, there are so many other people out there that need reached. Father, fill our preacher with your power tonight. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts and our lives so that we could do more for you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
If you give me your attention, if you'll listen quickly, I will speak quickly. We read earlier from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 25, verse number 30, we read this, and his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life. Let me tell you what's taking place here. Jehoiakim was the king of Judah. He was taken captive in Babylon. He was put into a prison, and after many years in prison, he's about to be released. He's going to be set free. The king who released him, the Bible tells us in verse number 28, was speaking very kindly to him as this man was being released. He's actually given another throne after he's released. They gave him some new garments. Got rid of the captivity garments, or got rid of the prison clothing that he had on. He's given food and all the food that he needs on a daily basis. He's given everything that he needs on a daily basis. It uses the words in verse 30, at a daily rate, he was provided for. Now I want to tell you something. You and I have also been set free. A king reached into our captivity and has made us free. I was a prisoner to sin, and Jesus, my King, set me free. We are clothed in new clothing because we wear the robe of His righteousness now. We have a King that meets our daily needs. And I'll tell you this, though. This King that meets our daily needs, He also deserves our daily service. And He deserves our daily worship. You know, I'm going to tell you the difference in a church like ours and so many others out there. I'll tell you the difference in a church like ours and what we would call the religious world. You see, there are some, they will work God into their schedule once a week, maybe on Sunday. But you see, I think we're supposed to serve Him daily, not just Sunday. Daily, not just Sunday. That is the title of my sermon tonight. I call it Daily, Not Just Sunday. This is the key to being a good Christian. You will never, never, never be a good Christian if you only give God one day a week. You say, but Sunday's important. Let me explain something to you. With God, every day is a holy day. Every day is a holy day. That's why I stand in front of the congregation and on Resurrection Sunday I say, we're celebrating the resurrection today, but we celebrate it all the time around here. I serve a risen Savior 365 days a year. We celebrate the coming of Christ at Christmas. We celebrate it on December 25th, just so you know, 365 days a year. I serve a Savior. I serve God come in the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. You can't be a good Christian on Sunday. If that's the only day you give Him, you're not a good Christian. We're to serve Him daily, not just Sunday. I got to looking at this, and I noticed the word daily in the Bible. You stay with me, and let me give you some things, and I'll do it quickly, I promise you. Don't you? Those of you that are all worried about getting out much later tonight, that is not going to happen. I'll have you out of here at 9:30. It doesn't matter what comes. As you say that, you don't mean amen. You don't amen. You're glad I'm laughing about it. Now, here we go. Daily, not just Sunday. Daily we're to serve Him. Not just Sunday. For instance, we're to pray daily, not just Sunday. The Bible says in Psalm 86, verse 3, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. It's talking about, here the psalmist said, I cry unto you daily. He's saying, I pray unto you daily. We're to daily be praying. You know there are some people that think they're to come to church and pray and they don't pray any other time? If that is the case, look, by the way, that's religion. We're not interested in religion, we're interested in Christianity. And here the Bible says that we're to cry unto Him daily. You need a daily prayer time. You need to cry unto Him daily. And the good thing about praying, you can do it any time, any place. You can get to your God. But I believe you ought to have a daily prayer time, but then I believe you ought to pray all day long. Now you listen to me. There are some of you, we have prayed with you more today in the public services than you prayed all week long. No wonder you're not a good Christian. You wonder why you don't have the strength to overcome your sin. You come to church and we do the praying and you do the listening, but you're not praying. Hey, Christian, you're to pray daily, not just Sunday. Let's not get all sucked up in the world's type of religion. Christianity is 365 days a year. We don't have a few holy days a year. Every day's a holy day, and we're to pray daily, not just Sunday. Not only that. We need daily forgiveness, not just on Sunday. Daily forgiveness, not just on Sunday. Again, let me read to you. Exodus 29:36, it says, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering, for atonement. You know what's happening here? He said, we're going to give a sacrifice every day, asking for forgiveness every day. Every day. We need daily forgiveness. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got a problem. It's called sin. And I'm having a hard time licking it. And I need God to forgive me every day of my life. Not just Sunday. This is something? If you will ask God every day to forgive you of the sins of that day, they're not going to pile up. You're not going to find yourself terribly backslidden. But you need forgiveness daily, not just Sunday. You know, there are some, they come to church, it's the only time they seek forgiveness. Honestly, there are people, did you know that you can make your bed or your couch into an altar, and you can kneel at your house, and you can ask God to forgive you on Monday, and you ask God to forgive you on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and on Saturday. But I'll guarantee you, there are people sitting under the sound of my voice, the only time you ask God to forgive you is Sunday. We need daily forgiveness, not just Sunday. Sunday's not enough. You need to clean up your mess with God every day of your life and often during the day. See the difference between a church like this and the others. We believe in daily Christianity. There are a lot that would rather I not preach that. There are a lot that would rather go out, live for the devil all week long, come in here and play church on Sunday and think that's okay. Well, we're not playing church around here. We mean it. Hey, we're playing for keeps, and the devil plays for keeps. We need forgiveness daily, not just on Sunday. Not just on Sunday. Hey, let me give you something else I've seen in the Bible. We're to be receiving daily strength from God. Not just on Sunday, daily strength from God. Matthew 6:11 says, give us this day our daily bread. Now let me explain. We need strength. Now we get strength from our food. It's our energy source. And God's truth is our food. God's commandments, they are our spiritual vitamins. Now, there are some of us, we take daily vitamins. Well, let me tell you, you need a daily dose of the Word of God so you can be strengthened to make it through the day. You need to ask God to give you strength for your day, and you get it from the bread of life, and that's what the Bible's talking about. You know, there are people, you say, I got to get to church to get strength. Did you know something? You can get strength at your house on Monday. You don't have to be at God's house to get strength. And the reason why some of you are not living your Christian life 365 days a year is you only come here to get strength. Now, I want you to come here and get strength. And we're going to feed you. We're going to get you a dose of bread. But I'm going to tell you, you can't be the Christian God intended for you to be unless you're getting daily strength. Daily strength. Hey, you're weak away from church because you're not strengthening yourself with the Word of God. You see, we're to have daily prayer, not just Sunday. Daily forgiveness, not just Sunday. Daily strength from the Word of God, not just Sunday. Number four, we're to daily be encouraging one another and encouraging one another scripturally. Not just on Sunday, but daily we are to encourage one another. Daily we're to edify one another. Let me read to you from Hebrews chapter 3. The Bible says, Hebrews 3:12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily. What is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. You know what the Bible's telling us? Daily, you and I are to strengthen and exhort one another. We need to teach and encourage one another daily. Daily. Folks, we fight the devil 7 days a week. Do you know that some people only teach and encourage others on Sunday? Wait a minute. We need to be taught and encouraged by the brethren daily. Daily, daily. Hey, every Christian in the house, every day, we ought to be encouraging one another. We ought to be exhorting, encouraging, and helping one another, and teaching one another. Daily. Hey, religion says, let's go down to church on Sunday. We'll give God one day a week. I've got news for you. You're to give God every day of the week. Every day of the week. Is Sunday the only day you help others? Is Sunday the only day that you remind people that God is good? Is Sunday the only day that you remind people that God's there? Is Sunday the only day that you say to anybody, you can make it, you can take it? It's not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be that way. It is a daily encouraging. Notice here, we see that God said you're to pray daily, not just Sunday. You're to get forgiveness daily, not just Sunday. You're to receive strength daily, not just Sunday. You're to be an encouragement to others daily, not just Sunday. The world plays church. They go to church. They do some of these things one day, live for the devil, unencouraged, 6 other days a week, and then they wonder why their life is a mess. You can't be the Christian you're supposed to be if you're getting everything. Hey, if the only place you get anything is church, you're not the Christian you ought to be. God never intended it to be that way. God wants you to do something about your Monday and your Tuesday. Of course, we have church on Wednesday, but your Thursday and your Friday and your Saturday. The difference between the best Christians in this house and the worst Christians in this house is the word daily. Daily, 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 daily. Hey, daily we're to bear our cross, not just Sunday. Luke 9:23, it says, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Daily disciples. Listen, if the taking up of one's cross means that you are you're bearing your burden, God is saying to you, every day you need to decide that you will not let the burdens of life destroy that day. That day. Do you know that some people only decide to bear their burden while they're here at church? They come to church on Sunday. They came to get encouragement, and you're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do. But I've got news for you. On Monday, you need to bear that burden. And on Tuesday, you need to bear that burden. And I'm talking about with a good attitude. I'm not talking about coming in here and we get you all pumped up and we get you all secure and then you go out on Monday and you're saying depressed self. No, on Monday, you need to daily bear your burden. Look, the preacher can't go everywhere with you. The church people can't go everywhere with you. Hey, on Tuesday, when you're at work with a bunch of people that don't love God, on Tuesday, when you're with a bunch of people that tell dirty jokes, and you feel like I've got a burden, you need to bear that burden on Tuesday. Get a smile on your face and realize, hey, religion's not all about Sunday. It's about Monday, and about Tuesday, and about Wednesday, and about Thursday, and about Friday. Every day of the week. Daily. Not just Sunday. It's what God said. Daily. Not just Sunday. You know, you can bear your cross every day. God is with you every day. Learn to encourage yourself in the Lord every day. Bear that burden every day. Not just Sunday. Not just Sunday. Let me say number six. We need a daily dying to ourselves. Not just Sunday. A daily dying to ourselves. Not just Sunday. Again, I read to you a passage. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. I die daily. Maybe I could apply it this way. We need to make sure that we daily control our pride. We daily make sure that Jesus is sitting on the throne of our lives. Hey, this is not talking about You get your pride under control after it's created another big mess for you. We're all pretty good at that. We get ourselves in deep enough and we've got enough of a mess on our hands and then suddenly we say, you know what, I gotta get my pride under control. Can I tell you? You don't have to have a big mess that's all developed out of pride if you will daily, daily die to yourself. You die and let Jesus Christ live through you. You die to your thoughts and get the mind of Christ. You die to what you want and you decide that you're going to want what God wants. Die daily. Every day, get up and say, Jeff Owens, you're going to be dead and Jesus Christ is going to live through you today. Die, Christian. Not just once. Not just on Sunday. Why? You know, most of you wouldn't get as mad at me about some of the things that I say if you'd get up on Monday and say it to yourself. You'd preach to yourself about your arrogance a little bit. You'd preach to yourself a little bit about your pride. You wouldn't get upset at me when I got to remind you. You went 6 days without anybody saying it to you. Listen. Some come to church very humbly on Sunday. And they're full of pride the rest of the week. We're not to be full of pride Monday through Saturday and come into church with this, I don't know if it's a religious humility. We ought to daily die to self. Daily. I see here that we are to have a daily prayer time, a daily walk with God, not just Sunday. A daily time of getting the forgiveness of God, not just Sunday. Daily receiving His strength, not just Sunday. A daily encouraging of one another, not just on Sunday. A daily bearing of our burdens and bearing our cross, not just Sunday. A daily dying to ourselves, not just Sunday. We're to have a daily study time of the Bible. Not just Sunday. Let me read it to you. Acts 17:11 says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily. Daily. You're to read your Bible daily. Now, look, folks, if you're to do it daily, we only have church on Sunday and Wednesday, there are five other days that you're going to have to do it for yourself. Listen to this. I had somebody say something to me recently, and I'm gonna knock it in the head here a little bit. If the only Bible you're learning is at church, you're not right with God. If the only Bible you're learning is at church, you're not right with God because you are to daily search the Scriptures. If all you're doing is depending on me to feed you, you're starving to death. I'll feed you all I can. And we spread a pretty good buffet around here of the Word of God. It's fortunate that some of you eat as well as what you did, because if you were in a church that didn't get it like you get it here, you would have starved to death a long time ago. You'd be backsliding in the world. There's some of you, it's time for you to pick up your own spoon on Monday and feed your face the Word of God. Hey, don't you blame anybody else if you're away from God. Don't you blame anybody else if you're not right with God. You're to pick that spoon up and feed yourself on Monday and Tuesday. We're to daily search the Scriptures. Read and study the Bible every day. Learn the Bible at home. And I'm not talking about by turning on Joyce Myers on Monday and listening to her. You say, but Brother Owens, learning at home, who will teach me? Try asking the Holy Spirit of God to teach you. You say, but down at the church, it's different. Let me tell you what we do down at the church. We beg the Holy Ghost of God to show up and be the interpreter. And He comes and He says, let me teach you something. Same Holy Spirit of God that comes in this church service is available to you. He's sealed down inside of you. If you'll open up the old black book and open up the Holy Scripture and say, teach me, He'll teach you. Daily. Daily. And if I've said something in the last 3 minutes that irritates you, I got a question for you. You daily read your Bible? You daily pray? You're just irritated because you're not a daily Christian. Listen, daily. Study the Word of God daily. And the last point, we're to have a daily concern for the souls of men. Not just Sunday. Not just Sunday. Listen, Acts 2:47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You say, I'm glad people get saved on Sunday. Let me tell you something. Around here, they get saved on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, 365 days a year. And when there's leap year, we get an extra one in there. But the Bible says they added to the church daily. And I'll tell you again, this is the difference in our church and a lot of other churches. A lot of other churches will let you play church on Sunday and the people just leave us alone the rest of the time. I can't. The Bible says daily, daily, daily people were getting saved. Listen, you and I, let's be careful. I believe in scheduling. I believe in scheduling. I get criticized for it, but I believe in scheduling. I've got a big church. If you had a church of 1,000 people, and if you had as much to do as I do, you'd have to live by schedule too. You say, well, you're too professional. Well, I guess if I had 20 people to pastor, maybe I wouldn't have to have such a schedule. But right now, God has required me to be busy. And as a result of that, it takes a little bit of scheduling. I'm for scheduling. I think you ought to schedule some soul winning. But I won't tell you this. There's some of you, you'll schedule soul winning for Thursday night and talk with a lost person on Monday night, and you won't say a thing to them. You better get them saved when you got a chance to get them saved. Daily on Monday, daily on Tuesday, getting people saved. And again, let me read you another scripture. Acts 16:5 says, and so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Here the Bible says, the New Testament church of Jerusalem was daily being built, not just Sunday. You know what that means? Each of us should daily be looking for folks that need to be added to the church. The average Christian says, I'll live for you Sunday. I'll pray, read my Bible, I'll do all that Sunday. But God, you stay out of my business on Monday and Tuesday. Many won't come back to church on Wednesday. You stay out of my business on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. It ought not be that way. That is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches daily Christianity. It teaches daily concern for the souls of men, daily searching the Scripture, daily dying to oneself, daily bearing your burden, daily encouraging the brethren, daily getting strength from God's Word, daily seeking forgiveness of sin, daily prayer. Now, you say, well, Brother Owens, what's one of the differences in our church and other churches? Daily, not just Sunday. Daily, not just Sunday. Let's do what we do for God daily, not just Sunday. Let's bow.